Thank you and good afternoon. Fire agencies in Humboldt County formed a strike team as they sent engine companies down to Monterey County to assist crews who are battling the Soberanes wildfire. The fire started on Friday, and as of this afternoon, the blaze has burned more than 15,000 acres of land and has destroyed 20 homes. 1,600 additional homes are being threatened by the fire as well. No injuries have been reported. More than 1,400 fire personnel and 160 engine companies have been deployed, and Humboldt Bay Fire, along with the Blue Lake, Fortuna, and Bryceland Volunteer Fire Departments, have each sent an engine company to provide aid. A man and a woman were booked into county jail on Sunday morning following a burglary at a 12th Street residence in Fortuna. The burglary was in progress around 3 a.m. when the homeowner returned to the residence and found 27-year-old Francisco James and 26-year-old Samantha James inside. Both suspects were able to flee the scene before law enforcement arrived to the area. Despite assistance from Rio Del and Ferndale police, Fortuna police were unable to locate the pair in the immediate area, but they did locate their vehicle, which contained stolen property from the burglary. Francisco James was later located on North Fortuna Boulevard, and about an hour later, Samantha James was located hiding inside a restroom at a nearby gas station after she tried to recover the vehicle at a local tow yard. Both were booked into jail on burglary charges. Deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office met with two men who were the victims of a home invasion robbery on Bailey Street in Eureka early Sunday morning. Two male suspects who were armed with handguns, along with a female suspect, declared themselves as members of the Sheriff's Office before forcing their way inside. The suspects went on to steal 100 growing marijuana plants, as well as an undisclosed amount of cash before fleeing the area. No injuries were reported, however, the three suspects remain at large. The United States Marshal Service has issued a warning to Northern California residents regarding a scam that involves people posing as a U.S. Marshal official and soliciting fines. The caller will tell you that you missed federal jury duty and that you can avoid being arrested if you immediately pay a fine. They will subsequently ask for your personal information. Don O'Keefe, a U.S. Marshal for the Northern District of California, said that we encourage members of the public to be diligent and aware. No legitimate law enforcement officer from the U.S. Marshal will ever solicit money over the phone, and any attempt should be reported immediately. Dan Squire has news from the City of Eureka.
The City of Eureka has lost an appeal surrounding a lawsuit brought by the North Coast Journal over the availability of police car dash cam footage. The Journal requested dash cam footage related to an excessive use of force case brought against former Eureka Police Sergeant Adam Laird. The city attorney argued that because the footage was used in an internal investigation, it was part of the officer's personnel record and unavailable. The California First District Court of Appeals ruled otherwise and said that the dash cam video, a public record, cannot be considered confidential. The city has until the end of August to appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The annual Klamath Salmon Festival will not serve salmon for the first time in the event's 54-year history, following an announcement by the Yurok tribe on Friday. Salmon will not be served at the festival due to record low fish stock in the Klamath River. Tribal chairman Thomas O'Rourke said in a statement that the decision was a difficult one, and that they hope all attendees will understand it was the only responsible option. Tribal officials point to the poor water management practices that allowed juvenile salmon to die off in 2014 and 2015 because of a deadly parasite. O'Rourke said that there are not enough fish to feed families, many of whom will need food assistance as a result of this man-made catastrophe. The Salmon Festival will still run on August 20th. The Eureka Police Department continues the search for the driver and occupants of a blue Jeep that was involved in a vehicle collision on I Street last week. Police contacted 58-year-old Kevin Couturiere at St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was being treated for a superficial injury to his arm, an injury that doesn't have an exact cause, although Couturiere claimed he had been shot. He was later arrested and booked into jail for being in possession of heroin and a shotgun shell. It's reported that Couturier had rammed the blue Jeep on purpose near I and Carson Streets, and during the incident, his Camaro sustained damage consistent with a gunshot. The Jeep should have moderate damage to its back end, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.